I want to call your attention this evening for the few moments that we have together remaining to Psalm 145. Psalm 145, I want to read again the first six verses of this psalm and just move a little further ahead in our study of this passage. We're doing a series entitled Our Wonderful God, and we are emphasizing the great truths that are found in this particular psalm. This particular psalm is like a seminary course in the doctrine of God. And we find here His greatness, His goodness, His glory, His government, and His grace that are shared with us in this particular passage. And I want to read again the first six verses, and we're going to meditate tonight beginning at verse 2 of this psalm. Beginning at verse 1. I will extol Thee, my God, O King, and I will bless Thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise Thy works to another, and shall declare Thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of Thy majesty and of Thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of Thy terrible acts, and I will declare Thy greatness. You know, we've done that tonight, this message in verse 4, one generation shall praise Thy works to another. We ought to share and praise the works of God to another and declare His mighty acts, because that's what God has told us to do. Now, I want us to look tonight at verse 2. We studied verse 1, reflecting upon God's greatness and the fact that the reason that David wanted to praise God was because of his personal relationship with God and the fact that he was in submission to God. These were two elements in which were the foundational principles by which he would praise God. The fact that he had a personal relationship and yet was underneath the authority of the person that he has the relationship. We have the picture of Father, Son, Lord, Servant, wrapped up in one thing. That's the relationship that we have. When we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we become a son or a daughter of God. He is our Father. We call Him Father. That's why it's so disturbing when the Catholic Church, the basic premise is that the local leader is the Father. No, he's not. Call no man Father, the Bible says, for He is Father. But yet also in the Christian life, there is that understanding that I am a servant. I am His servant, and He is Master. He is Lord of the universe, and I am His creation. And so I have a responsibility to submit under His power and His authority, and I am to bring praise and glory to His name. Now, how often am I to do that? Verse 2 answers that question here. Verse 2, every day will I bless Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever and ever. You know, it's hard for us to kind of grasp the idea and the concept of forever and ever, because we are dealing with limited frames of time. Doesn't it seem like the older you get that the day flies by a little bit faster? You know, you start the day and you brush your teeth and you look into the mirror in the morning and say, well, it's the beginning of another long day, and the next thing you know, you're in front of the mirror again brushing your teeth and say, what happened to today? You know, I should have just blew by so fast. When I was a kid, I thought that it was an eternity to get through the first grade. I mean, you think about it. The kids think about it. He said, it took forever to get through the first grade. And you think about it, you've got 12 more years, you know, or in some people's cases, 14 or 15, depending on, I'm talking about, you know, elementary and high school. But, you're looking at that. And I remember as a child looking, I said, you know, I'll never graduate from high school. You know, and then the next thing you know, you're marching across the stage that you used to being the K-5 graduation. Boy, time flew by quickly, did it not? But it was only 12, 13 years that went by. You see, we feel time in little segments and pieces and parts. But here I want you to see that David, he says, this is what I'm going to do. He had a short-term view. I'm going to praise Him every day. I'm going to praise Him every day. And then, long-term in view, as I praise Him every day, I'm going to praise Him forever and ever. Do you realize there is no religion on earth that has that principle? There's no religion on earth that has that principle or understanding. Some religions are saying we're going to become God. as does the Mormon religion. Their whole framework and understanding really is becoming God. All right? But that's not the biblical understanding. We are going to live with God forever and ever. And that concept is hard to imagine, but that's how we are to view our praising of our great God. It's an everyday process. You know, yesterday, the Lord impressed upon me to praise His name on how He undertook for soccer. Now, that may be nothing to anybody else, but when you're out there with a daily grind and you're trying to figure out how you're going to make up six fields, some of them with three games on a field, and you got to crowd it into an already busy schedule, you're on your knees praying, Lord, you've got to bring a break in the weather. When we got out of prayer meeting on Saturday morning, it was pouring down rain. We got 10 and a half inches last week. I don't know what we got this afternoon. Mrs. O'Pager, about an inch, you think?
An inch and a quarter in one of them.
Yeah. I mean, we've been getting rain more than sunshine. And said, Lord, would you just undertake for soccer? It's going to be so difficult to make it up. Time went by 7:30, quarter till 8, still raining. So I made the decision we're going to cancel our 8:30 games, two fields. They're 8:30 matches. I called the coaches so they could call their kids. And I put a message on the answer machine, said we're going to play our 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10, and 10:30 games. That was by faith. Because every time I looked on weather radar, there it was, just sitting right on top of us, raining. You know what? By 8:15, it was like a line in the sky. Anybody see it? It was like a line in the sky, and I just looked up. And all I could see off out to the east of us was lightning and clouds, and it sat there for 2 hours to the east of us. I had parents, aren't you concerned about that? I said, no, that's far away. You can't even hear the thunder. But you could see it off in the distance. You could see the lightning way off out there, and it was like a line, and over on this side was nothing but clear sky. Now, when the sun came out and warmed up a little bit, he sent a few clouds in just to cool things off a little bit. And we were able to get our 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and 10:30 games in. Didn't have to make them up. Now, everything to the east of us got rained out. Football games scheduled in Okaloosa County, soccer matches. That rainstorm stayed there for 3.5 hours, according to the weather service. They got almost 5 inches of rain in Okaloosa County yesterday as that cell just sat there and rained itself out. We were playing soccer. Now, that's just a little thing, but folks, whenever you're God's people and you're seeking His face, they're really not little things. It's just His care. It wasn't my prayer that changed things. It was the prayer of God's people. There were other people that were praying here on Saturday morning. And there were other people, and they remarked all morning long out there, I cannot believe we're playing soccer. And every time that somebody said that to me, I say, glory be to God, He answered prayer in our behalf so we could play soccer. And it was like a line in the heavens. It shall not rain on this side here. And what happens on this side, we're not worried about. Now, I don't know. Maybe there's no Christians over in Okaloosa County. I don't know. I don't know what the case is. Maybe the Lord knows those farmers needed more rain. I don't know. But I do know this. He's worthy of praise in the littlest, simplest things. How He provides for a bill. Nobody else knows about it but you and the Lord. He makes known His power and His presence. I watched another film on George Mueller. I'm going to share it with us sometime here in the near future. About how he would have the children. And I don't even know if I can get through this without weeping. But he'd have the children sit down at the table for their morning breakfast. There was nothing there. The cooks would be standing at the doorway. Mr. Mueller, we have nothing. There's nothing in the pantry. Have the children sit down. We're going to pray and ask God's blessing on what He's going to give us. And this happened more than once. This happened more than once. Of how a milk cart broke down outside of the orphanage. And there was no way that he could repair the cart. And so he went up and he knocked upon the door and they were having prayer. The children were having prayer at the table for their breakfast that they didn't have. And the man came to the door and said, my wheel is broken on my cart. My milk is going to spoil. Can you use it? Can we use it? The children would have smiles on their faces as they went out to help carry in the gallons of milk that was going to be used for their breakfast. Most of them, to have breakfast was a luxury because all of those children were walking the streets of London. And God moved in a German's heart. He had a burden. He moved from Germany and he moved to Bristol, England. And he said, God, whatever way you can use me, I will give you praise every day. I will give you praise every day. And God burdened his heart to begin an orphanage. And thousands, today you can still go, the buildings are still standing in Bristol. They're not used as an orphanage anymore. Now they're used for high-end luxury apartments in Bristol. Isn't it interesting? But yet this man praised the Lord. And God provided. God provided. Every day. It was the determination of his life. I will praise the Lord every day. Folks, if you don't take anything else away from this verse of Scripture, take this away, that every day, without fail, ought to be a day of praising. As he says, every day will I bless thee. Can I really give anything to God that he doesn't have? Not really. I can offer him the cattle on 1,000 hills, but he already owns that. I can offer him the gold that may be on my property, but he already owns that. He made it. I can offer him all kinds of things. I can offer him my voice, but who gave me that voice? God did. You see, really, I don't have anything to offer him other than praise. And the Bible says that he's willing to receive that. That's amazing. That of all the things that you would expect a God to expect of his children, that the one thing that he loves and adores and cherishes and receives is our praise. And he has told us in his word that we're going to sing for all eternity, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive glory and wisdom and power and might." You read Revelation chapter 4, Revelation chapter 5, and you see that there's a constant note of praise in the corridors of heaven. And it not only comes from the created creatures that cry out in heaven as they wing their flight around the throne, and they cry out, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," but it's going to be the songs of the saints. You see, not even the angels can sing about salvation. They don't know what redemption means to the child of God, but we will at that time. And that's why David could say, not only am I going to praise him every day here, but I'm going to have the opportunity, and I determined by God's grace that I'm going to praise him for all eternity, forever and ever. Folks, that's a pattern that needs to start now. Amen? It's a pattern that needs to start now. We don't just praise him when we have a special event. We ought to praise him every day. Oh, we have so much to be thankful for. Just the fact that you got up this morning. Just the fact that you're able to be in the Lord's house on Sunday and be able to sing praises to him and have a copy of the Scriptures. There are people around the world, I read somewhere that there are still, right now, there are still over 3,000 languages that do not have a copy of the Scriptures in their language, in their dialect. And yet you and I have been privileged for nearly 1,000 years of having the Bible in our language. What a testimony to God's goodness to us. And so I want to encourage you tonight as we close our service. We're so thankful for His gracious hand. But it ought to be a pattern in your daily life of every day thanking Him, and get in the habit of thanking Him for the little things. For the little things. Every day, every hour. Just pause. You don't have to talk out loud to Him. You can talk to Him from your heart and just say, "Thank you, Lord. That phone call worked out better than I thought it was going to work out because you undertook in that situation. That meeting with that parent, That meeting I was supposed to have with my boss that I was in fear and trepidation over, that worked out much better. Why? Or maybe it didn't work out. Can you give glory to God? Can you give praise to His name that He's in charge He's going to take care of things. You see, folks, day after day. Psalm 119, 164 gives us a good pattern. How often should I praise Him? David said, 7 times a day do I praise Thee because of Thy righteous judgments. He had established a pattern 7 times a day of thanking the Lord. Well, you don't have to limit it to that. You can praise Him for more than that. But what a wonderful, wonderful habit of constantly bringing praise to His name for all that He does and for who He is. Maybe there's not something that happens during the day that you can praise Him for, but you can certainly praise Him for who He is and for His great grace and His great power that's been exhibited toward us. Let's close with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank You that You are indeed our wonderful God. Lord, it's past searching Your glories and Your greatness. We can't even begin to scratch the surface on bringing adequate praise to Your holy name. And so we would ask You, dear Father, that You would help us by Thy grace to make a daily process, put it into motion, of going before Thee in Thy wonderful throne and just thanking You, just bringing praise, maybe singing a hymn that exalts Thy wondrous name, maybe just talking with You, Lord, and saying thank You and showing our gratitude, fulfilling thanksgiving for what You have done in our behalf and for who You are. For Lord, we know, as David says here, we're going to do this forever and ever. Lord, it's something that we should never tire of. It's something that we should never grow weary in. It's something that should refresh our soul and cause us to be increasingly grateful until the trumpet sounds or You call us home through the door of death. We pray that we might be a praising people, that we might have hearts of gratitude. Forgive us of our sin of ingratitude, Lord. Help us not to see all the woes and the troubles that may fill our lives, but Lord, help us to see Thy mighty hand. For we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.